Our scripture reading this morning is John 12:13 and Hebrews 10:35. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
And Lord, I thank you today for this time of ministry. I ask that you bless those who are hearing. Open up their ears, God, their hearts to hear and understand and receive your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Again, I give honor to all of you who are here, but to our trustees, to the board, to the elders, and to you, the congregation, and all of our guests. I give honor to you today, and I just thank God for being God. I thank him for his love and his kindness. And I just have to keep saying it because I appreciate him for that he loved me so much. Amen. That he was looking out for me and he was looking out for you. And so I just thank God for that. And today I'm coming a different way. And as you guys know, I usually do. I try to do it different, but I'm coming a different way for this Palm Sunday. And I'm coming from the title, "Don't Lose Your Confidence." And I'll tell you where I'm going with that as I go along. But everyone received your palm branch. So I want to lift them all up. And so I know generally I want you to just kind of get a feel for what Jesus must have felt like when he was walking and they were waving those palm branches and they were telling him, "Hosanna." And this is John 12:13. It says, they took branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna," wave them. Imagine Jesus is walking and he's coming towards us. Hey, and we know he's our savior. We believe he's our savior. We believe he's got the answer to what we need. They said, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Get a feel for what that feels like. You guys know I want to step out here. One more time, wave that branch. What would that feel like if you were coming down and everyone was so happy to see you? Oh, you're the answer. Oh, you've got what we need. You've got the answer to what we need. And you're coming down. All right, you can stop. Thank you. Thank you. I want you to get a feel for that. Just get a feel for what that must feel like. How cool that must feel. So you're the one that everyone's believing in, you know, and you know you've worked your whole life for this and you know what God has sent you to do. So why then, within the next week, stand back out here, they were saying, "Crucify him." Think about it. They lost their confidence in him within a week. One week they were, "Jesus, Jesus, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can," right? And then in a week they were, "Crucify him, off with his head." They lost their confidence in him. So I want to encourage you today to not lose your confidence. Don't lose your confidence in God. He's a good God and he's done so many things for us. And so I want to encourage you. And that's why I said I'm coming a little different, but I wanted you to get that feel of the palm branches and how awesome that is and why we celebrate Palm Sunday. But why within a week did they lose their confidence in him? Why? Because sometimes we go through things, right? We go through tragedies. We go through loss. We go through, just not feeling right. We lose our confidence. We're planning things and it doesn't go right. Amen. And we start to lose our faith in God that he can do it, that he really is the man. We start to lose our confidence in him. But I am encouraging you today because he's so good. He's that same man who you were so happy to wave your palm branches for. He's that same guy. So Hebrews 10:35 says, "So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded." He's encouraging us here. Don't throw away our confidence. It makes me think of like a football game. We're all into March Madness right now. And well, I'm really not, honestly. I don't even know who's playing. I have to be honest. But everywhere I go, everyone's into it. So you understand. It makes me think of football players or football coaches when their team is winning. Say their team wins and they have a big blowout and they beat the team by 50 points. And, oh, everyone's, "Coach, coach, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can, right? And I think I got that from the Flintstones, but I like the way it sounds. So, but they're just so happy. And then the next week, they lose by 50 points. And they're like, fire him. Just that quick. That's how quick we lose. We're losing sometimes our confidence in God. It's that same kind of thing. It's that we lose our confidence that because it didn't happen right away, because what we're waiting for or we're trusting him for didn't happen right away, we lose our confidence in him. But I'm encouraging you today, don't lose your confidence. I started to think, I keep walking away, but I want to share stories. So I was thinking about this week. This week was such a blessing to me on Wednesday on our Bible study. We went through Bible study. And when I came to the church last year, almost been a year. I think I'm at 10 months in April, be 10 months. But when I came, it was last year in May. I was about 3 months out from my mother passing away. And I didn't lose my confidence in God, but I was pretty sad and kind of, what am I going to do now? Because I worked in ministry with her and what's going to be next? And so I just was kind of sad. And like, what's next? I was wondering, what will I do? And today, this morning, actually, while I was getting dressed, the Lord began to show me, it's a little different than what I wrote down, because I try to hear him. And he began to show me something from our Wednesday night, our Wednesday Bible study, as well as just my time here at Broadway Christian. So my mom and I, we did a lot of stuff together. I traveled with her and we preached together and I lived with them. And so I had a lot of time with them. And I would miss that. She would be just in time when I needed something. She would have just the right word to encourage my heart. And I was thinking, now what's going to happen? There's nobody to do that for me, you know? And God showed me just like that. I couldn't lose my confidence in him because he's always been there for me, right? So he provided someone else to do that for me. Isn't that cool? I will be doing nothing at all, thinking, and all of a sudden I will get a text or I will get a messenger or I will get a phone call from Miss Linda. And she will be... It reminds me of my mom right at that moment. And God said, see, you don't have to lose. I got you. I've got you right here in the palm of my hand. Just what she, you know, we know she's not my mom, but I tell you what, she has been awesome in just speaking into my life just when I need it, just like my mom did. So God, I can't lose my confidence in him because he sent someone else. He sent someone else to do it for me. I was talking to my mother's cousin and she's in her late 80s. I was talking to her on the phone yesterday. And I try to keep in touch with them because she would always talk to my mom. So I try to keep in touch. And I talked to her and she was saying that they didn't have children, her and her husband. So they're in their 80s now. So they're all alone and they didn't necessarily have anyone to kind of help them and guide, you know, what children do when you get a little older. And so she was talking and she was saying, you know what? I wanted to be close to family, but she realized she didn't really have one. She didn't have any children. But a niece called her and said, come and move closer to me and I will take care of you. And while I was talking to her, it hit me again. See, you can't lose your confidence in God. He's going to take care of you. I told her, I said, Miss Dorothy, I said, see how God does? He didn't forget about you. Just because you didn't have children you think to take care of. He touched someone's heart to bring you. She said, she goes to the store for us. She makes sure our house has everything it needs. He supplies her need. You can't lose your confidence in God because it doesn't look like what you think it's going to look like. He's got you right in the palm of his hand. And you can trust in him. You can't let go because it doesn't look like what you think. He's going to take care of you. You know what else he did and why Wednesday was such a cool day for me? Not only does Miss Linda bless me, I sit at the table in our Bible study class with Miss Patty and Ed. And we were all sitting talking about the Bible study lesson. And Ed said something to me that just blessed my soul, reminded me of my dad so much that I could have swore my dad's spirit was sitting there with us. It was so cool. I went home and I told all my siblings about it. I said, God is so good. Just when I was missing my dad, Ed doesn't even know. He didn't even know, but I did tell him, oh, wow, that reminds me of my dad right at that moment. But he didn't know how much God used him to bless me right at that moment. You know, so we can't give up our confidence because it doesn't look like what we think, because we may have lost someone or we may have lost a job or we may have, you know, had a battle of some kind, an illness that we weren't expecting and God hasn't healed us yet. That was the other part of the Bible study class that really blessed me. There was one scene where one of the characters was not healed yet, and he was feeling a little down and despondent about it. And Jesus in the story, because we're watching the movie The Chosen in our Bible study, but in the story, he said to him, I can trust you because I know whether I heal you now or not, you are going to go on and give my word out. You are going to bless people. I can trust you. And it was like, wow, that is so true, God. Can God trust you that if it doesn't go the way you think it should go, that if he doesn't heal you right then, you will still tell everyone that he's a good God. You will still have your confidence in him. You will still believe that he's a God that is a healer. And you will tell others, he's a God that that heals. If I'm not healed right now, I know that he'll heal. Don't lose your confidence in him. Amen. Amen. Come on. So I had so many other stories I want to share, but actually I'm coming to a conclusion because I think you guys are getting it. There's this last scripture that I want to share, and it's Hebrews 11:6. And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. And that's all our confidence is. It's faith. It's faith in God. He rewards us because we keep our faith in him, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter where you might be, no matter if it seems like it's not going to happen, even when it seems like it's not going to happen, you continue to trust him. You continue to put your faith in him. He rewards that. That's what the word said. He rewards those who diligently seek him, and you keep your faith in him. And so I want to encourage you as I close out today, I want to encourage you that like Jesus did when he was in the wilderness in Matthew 4, and he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And then the enemy came to tell him all these negative things. Don't we sometimes hear negative things in our minds? Sometimes we hear the enemy saying, you'll never make it. We hear him saying, oh, that's not for you. Oh, that's not right. Oh, you messed that up. How many times have we heard those negative things? Oh, you messed that up. It'll never be right. You'll never do right. You'll never make it. You'll never be anybody. All of those things that the enemy says, you'll never be healed. You'll never have anyone. We've gone through a lot of things, right? You've lost a spouse, maybe through divorce, maybe through they passed away, and you felt like you'd never make it again. But don't lose your confidence. Know that God will be there for you. He will take care of you. And so what we do, just like what Jesus did, here's my answer to those things when the enemy tries to tell you. You start to quote the word back to him. You start to say, no good thing will God withhold from me. You start to tell him, no, I don't hear you, enemy. No good thing will God withhold from me. You tell him, I'm more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what God has in store for me. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. You just start to give him, every time you hear something negative, start to speak that word of God right back to him. Nope, I don't receive that. God's going to do it for me. I trust him. He is a God and he would not lie. And he said, he's my healer. He said, he's my deliverer. He said, he loves me with an everlasting love. Amen. And he proved it to us, which we'll talk about next week when he sent his son to die for us. He proved it. He's loved us with an everlasting love. And so as I'm finishing up, and I want to encourage you again, don't lose your confidence in God. Don't lose it. Know that he's got you right in the palm of his hand. And that's the scripture. You can look it up. Amen. And it says, I hold you right in the palm of my hand, and I'm going to make a way for you. And I'm going to work out the situations for you. And even if it doesn't happen right away, and even if it never happens, God can do it. Amen. He can do it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you. And today, God, we're praying, God, for those who are teetering. God, on losing their faith and their confidence in you. God, we're praying that you would restore it, God, that they would know no good thing will you withhold from them, God. Lord, that they would know eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard what you do have in store for them, God. That they would know that you are the healer, God. You are the protector. You are the deliverer. And we thank you for it. We give you praise. And then, God, we pray, God, for those who are experiencing a need for healing, God. We thank you for your healing virtue, God, that it would touch from the top of their heads, Lord, to the very soles of their feet. We give you praise, honor, and glory because you are the healer. We thank you, God, for those, God, who are in prison, God, not just in prison, God, but who are in prison in their mind. They're being held, God, by thoughts that are tormenting them. God, we rebuke those thoughts in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless and free their mind. And we give you praise for it. We give you honor and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.